Daf Yud Dalet. So Echi says to Rav Chiya, what's the halacha by Megillah and Halal in terms of interrupting? If we say that by Kriya Shema, which is Deraisa, you can interrupt, then obviously Kal Vachomer by Halal and Megillah, which are Derabanan, then for sure you can interrupt. Or do we say Halal and Megillah, their whole purpose is Pirsume Nisa, spreading the Nase, and that's a stricter thing, and therefore you can't interrupt. So Rav Chiya answered that you're allowed to interrupt Halal and Megillah for the same circumstances in terms of fear and kavod as you would for Kriya Shema. Rabbi says that if you're saying a full Halal, then between the paragraphs you're allowed to interrupt, but within the paragraph you're not allowed to interrupt. But if it's the day that you're saying a half Halal, then even you can interrupt, you can even interrupt in the middle of the paragraph. But we know that one day Rav Bar Sheva came to visit Ravina, and it was a day that they were saying half Halal, and Ravina wouldn't interrupt his Halal to say hi to Rav Bar Sheva, to greet him at all. But we know that you're allowed to. So he says that Ravina didn't greet Rav Bar Sheva because you're allowed to interrupt for kavod, and this wasn't, Rav Bar Sheva wasn't someone that Ravina was supposed to show kavod to. So Ashan asks Rav Ami, if you're fasting, are you allowed to taste food? Is it that we accepted not to eat or drink on the fast, and this is not considered eating? Or is it that we accepted to get no hana, no benefit, and this is still considered benefit? So Rav Ami answers that you're allowed to taste, assuming you spit it out, and he brings in a braisa that says that you don't need to say a bracha to taste food, and that you can taste on a fast. So how much, though, are you allowed to taste? Rav Ami and Rav Asi both say a revius, which is about 3 to 5 ounces. Rav says that if you're greeting your friend before davening, it's considered bringing a carbon. It's considered like you brought a carbon on a bama, which is a private altar and a mizbeach that was outside of the base of Mikdash. It's not a good thing. You're not allowed to bring a carbon on there. And Shmuel says, yeah, why are you showing honor to your friend and not to Hashem? We brought in a problem that in the mission itself, it says that you're allowed to interrupt your Kriya Shema between the paragraphs to show someone kavod. So Rabbi Abba says, no, you're only doing something wrong if you wake up specifically and you get up just to greet this person before you daven. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashyan says that if you're not allowed to work before davening, but then Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashyan also says that if you daven first and then you go out to work, Hashem is going to take care of your business for you and you're going to be very successful. Rabbi Yonah says in the name of Rabbi Zrika, and if you sleep for 7 days without a dream, you're considered ra, you're considered evil. Rav Yochanan says that you should learn Torah and then you go to sleep. If you do that, you're not going to be informed of evil tidings, meaning you're not going to have bad dreams. Rav Yabahu says in the name of Rav Yochanan that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, that between Vayomer and Vyatziv is not considered a break. Rav Yabahu in the name of Rav Yochanan says, what's the reason for this? Because the pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha Emes, that really the end of Vayomer is Hashem Elokechem, and the start of Vyatziv is Emes. And the fact that the pasuk says, Hashem Elokechem Emes, shows that you have to connect them. But then we ask that what if you had interrupted between saying MS and Vyatziv? Do you have to say MS again? Do you have to repeat that? Or not? Can you just start with Vyatziv? So Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, you have to repeat it. That if you're going to say Vyatziv, you have to start with MS. And Rabbi says, no, you don't have to repeat it. And there was a guy who was serving as the chazan before Rabbah, and he said MS twice, and Rabbah was like, wow, you're like a guy who's been seized by a stream of saying MS. So clearly it's not a good thing to keep saying it over and over again, according to Rabbah. So Yosef says, wow, what a good halacha that Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda brought us from Eretz Yisrael, that at Mariv, instead of saying all of Vayomer, the third paragraph of Shema, you should just say, Daber al-Bnei Yisrael, v'amarta lehem, ani Hashem lokecham emes, that's all you should say. But Abai says, what do you mean? How can you do that? Rav Kahana says that you shouldn't say Vayomer at night, but if you start it, then you have to finish it. And if you're going to say that just saying V'amarta lehem is not considered a start, Rav says, what's not considered a start? Daber al b'nei Yisrael. Just saying those words is not a start. That would require you finishing it. But saying V'amarta lehem is considered a start. And in the Kriya Shema that they were saying in Israel for Vayomer, they would say Daber al b'nei Yisrael V'amarta lehem. They went all the way through V'amarta lehem. And by the halacha of Rav Kahana, they should have to say all of Vayomer. So Rav Papa says that in Eretz Yisrael, V'amarta lehem was not considered a start for them, and therefore they didn't have to finish it. And Abaye says, okay, fine, so we're going to say Vayomer just like they do in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, that's what we're going to say. But since this is considered a start, saying V'amarta lehem is considered a start for us, we're going to have to follow Rav Kahana, and we're going to have to say the entire thing. Chir Bar Rav says that you have to say MS after Vayomer, but if you don't say Vayomer at all at night, then you don't have to say MS. So only when you say Vayomer, then do you have to say MS. We said, what do you mean if you say it at night? You need to say Vayomer at night because you need the mitzvah of saying Yitzias Mitzrayim. We said, no, you say Yitzias Mitzrayim. You said it outside of Vayomer. He's put in your own praise and thanks and recognition of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shem Bar Yochai says, but it makes sense to go Vahafta Vayomer, to start with Vahafta, then go to Vahaya, and then Vayomer, because Vahafta is talking about learning, Vahaya is talking about teaching, and Vayomer is talking about doing. So what do you mean? Vahafta has all three. It has learning, teaching, and doing. Vahaya has teaching and doing, and Vayomer has doing, because doing in terms of tzitzis. So he says, yeah, exactly. That's why, that's my reasoning. That Vehavta has all three, Vehaya has two, and Vayomer only has one. So why don't you learn like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha in our Mishnah that gave the reason of accepting Hashem before accepting mitzvos? And that's why we say Vehavta and then Vehaya. So he said, yeah, he's just giving another reason. Yes, we hold like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha that you accept Hashem before mitzvos, and Vehaya comes before Vayomer, because Vehaya is both by day and night, and Vayomer, which is largely about tzitzis, is only by day. So that's why that's the order. But then he also brings another reason about the learning, teaching, and doing. So Rav would wash his hands, he would read Kriya Shema, and then he would put on tefillin, and then he would daven. But how could he do it in this order? We have a braisa that says, if you're digging a grave, you're exempt from davening, from tefillin, and all mitzvos. But when the time comes for Kriya Shema, you should go out, you should wash, you should put on tefillin, you should say Kriya Shema, and then you should daven. So just for a second, this seems pretty contradictory. It says first you're pater from all mitzvos, and then it says when the time for Kriya Shema comes, you're chayev, you have to do it. So no, when you're all alone, you should continue digging the grave and you're pater. But when there are two people there, you should each take turns and you're both chayev. But still, we have the question on Rav, because Rav would wash, he would say Kriya Shema, then he'd put on tefillin, and then daven. But the Braisa is saying the correct order is to wash, put on tefillin first, then say Kriya Shema and daven. So Rav holds like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha that you accept Hashem and then you do the mitzvos, meaning you say Kriya Shema to accept Hashem and then you do the mitzvos of tefillin. But we said Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha only said this by saying v'ahavta before v'haya, not before doing mitzvos after doing like a kriya. He just said that in terms of which paragraph is in order, but not in terms of saying Kriya Shema before doing mitzvos. Also, the second problem with that is we know that Rav doesn't even hold like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, because Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi testified that there are a lot of times he would see Rav would wash, then he would say a bracha, then he would teach us Torah, and then he put on tefillin, and then Kriya Shema. They would do tefillin before Kriya Shema. So if you want to say, oh, the reason he said Kriya Shema later in that case is because it just wasn't the time for Kriya Shema, but if that's true, that's really obvious. What is the point of Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi's testimony? What's he teaching us? So you could say, oh, there are people that say that Mishnah doesn't need Birchas HaTorah, and this is teaching you that, yeah, Rav was teaching us Mishnah and he still required a bracha. But nonetheless, we still have a question on Rav's order. Why did he say Kriya Shema before putting on tefillin? So he said, no, the reason Rav didn't say Kriya Shema first is because he didn't have his tefillin, and he was waiting for it to be brought, and the time came for Kriya Shema, so he said Kriya Shema in the correct time, and then he put on his tefillin when he got it. Ula says that if you say Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's like you're making a false testimony. Rabbi Yochanan says it's like you brought a carbon without all the requirements. Rabbi Yochanan says that what's the best way to completely accept Hashem? That you should go to the bath in the morning, that you should go to the bathroom, you should wash, or anytime. You should go to the bathroom, you should wash, you should put on tefillin, then say Kriya Shema, then tefillah. So really primarily in the morning. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that anyone who does this, they go to the bathroom, they wash, they put on tefillin, they say Kriya Shema, and then they daven. It's as if they brought a karban. And Rava says it's as if they went to a mikvah. Shkaya.